This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. On Tuesday, Ohio reported just over 1,300 new cases of COVID-19 and 38 deaths. Governor Mike DeWine announced child care providers across the state will be able to return to normal capacity on August 9th. DeWine announced all county fairs after July 31st must be limited to junior fairs only. That consists of livestock competitions and other contests geared towards children and teens. The Ohio House plans to vote on Thursday to remove the disgraced Speaker of the House, who was arrested last week in connection with a $60 million federal bribery probe. Prompted by Larry Householder's refusal to resign, Republicans, in a closed-door meeting, agreed to proceed with a vote. Householder and four other associates were arrested last week as part of an alleged pay-to-play scheme involving millions of dollars in corporate money secretly funneled to them in exchange for passing legislation to bail out two nuclear plants. Akron voters are being asked to consider several proposed changes to the city's charter in November. Among the proposals Akron City Council approved is a charter change that would require police to publicly release body cam footage of recordings of incidents in which deadly force is used. WKSU's Jennifer Kahn has more.
A Charter Review Commission recommended amending outdated language and adding new sections to Akron's charter. If voters say yes on November 3rd, Akron City Council will pass legislation requiring police to promptly release video footage captured during use of deadly force encounters. City Council President Margo Somerville says the measure is expected to enable greater transparency and public accountability.
This is a great opportunity for all those young people and different people who showed up at protests to go to the ballot box now. You can decide, hey, is it important that we have transparency in terms of body cam footage?
Voters will also decide whether the city can relax the competitive bidding process to allow more contracts to be awarded to minority contractors. Officials say the sealed bidding process can be overwhelming for small businesses. I'm Jennifer Kahn, 89.7 WKSU.
A First Energy customer has filed what could become a class action lawsuit on behalf of ratepayers. Crane's Cleveland Business reports that Jacob Smith of North Royalton is seeking class action status for his case filed in a federal court in Columbus. The $1 billion nuclear bailout bill, which federal investigators say was passed using dark money from First Energy, added a new monthly surcharge to electric bills that range from 85 cents for homeowners to $2,400 for commercial customers. The fees apply to all Ohio ratepayers, not just First Energy customers. Cleveland's ArcelorMittal says it plans to lay off more than 450 workers starting next month. Crane's Cleveland reports the steel giant says weak demand for its products during the pandemic has hit hard. In a letter to the state, the company said the layoffs will be indefinite. The bulk of those layoffs will be in operations at its Cleveland plant. The Ohio Education Association wants the state to require school districts and counties hit hardest by the coronavirus pandemic to begin classes online this fall. Districts and counties with the highest number of COVID-19 exposure are dubbed purple and red counties. Those include Cuyahoga, Medina, and Erie counties, according to the state's latest data set. Carlos Santana hit a three-run homer, and Oscar Mercado had two-run a single as the Cleveland Indians beat the Chicago White Sox 5-3 to complete a doubleheader in a sweep yesterday at Progressive Field. Monday night's game was rained out and had to be moved yesterday afternoon during the MLB's pandemic-shortened season. The Indians are now at 4-1 on the season that's been scheduled for just 60 games. This week's COVID-19 news sidelined the Miami Marlins after several players on that team tested positive. This is WKSU.